2 Samuel chapter 11, classic chapter on the fall of David. In this chapter, David observes Bathsheba, the wife of Uriah the Hittite, and develops a scheme to take her for himself. David, filled with lust, this culmination of taking another man's wife did not happen overnight. There was a development in the lust of David. David first took a wife back in 1 Samuel chapter 25. Abigail, in that same chapter, in the last verses, David increases with another wife, Ahinoam of Jezreel. David continues to increase wives and concubines in 2 Samuel chapter 3, as he has a total of 6 wives and concubines at this point. David continued in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse number 13, he takes more wives and more concubines. As a result, by the time David comes to 2 Samuel chapter 11, he has already fostered and fomented a lust spirit, culminating in the apprehension of another man's wife. This lust spirit that overcame David did not happen overnight. It was fed, it was fostered by the increasing of wives, by the increasing of concubines, by feeding in to the lust. It grew and overcame him to the point to where he took a man's life in order to take his wife. Individual Christians today must have caution. Individuals reading pornography, individuals watching salacious movies, individuals falling into a lifestyle of fornication, sex outside of marriage, individuals listening to language, conversations that is detrimental to our spirit, begins to foster a lust spirit that begins to produce thoughts and strongholds in our minds, and those particular thoughts become dominant. We think about them during the day, and after so long of thinking about them, individuals begin to act on those thoughts. Scripture teaches in the book of Proverbs, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Jesus warned us of the dangers of a spirit of lust in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. But whoso looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. This is taught because Jesus knows the intent of a man's heart. And if he commits adultery in his head, he is likely to commit adultery in the bed. We as Christians must continue to protect our spirit and pray for a fresh cleansing and washing, and that we see our brothers and our sisters not as objects for our fleshly lust, but as brothers and sisters in Christ, or individuals that would benefit from a witness for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.